Longtime local film critic Jack Garner has died at age 75. He died on Sunday, according to the Democratic Chronicle, where he had worked for decades until his retirement in 2007. Garner wrote freelance columns for the newspaper for a while after that. WXXI's Randy Gorbin has a reaction from those who knew and worked with Jack Garner.
I love the fact that I was able to turn on people to great films.
That comment from Jack Garner during the WXXI program Norman Company a few years ago is a good example of the kind of passion Garner brought to his movie reviews and his many appearances on local media over the years. Garner was a regular at the Little Theater, which is operated by WXXI, both before and after his retirement from the DNC. The station made him an honorary trustee earlier this year, and WXXI President Norm Silverstein says it was an honor that Garner richly deserved.
Jack Garner loved the city, and he loved the Little Theater. He was probably our biggest fan, and getting him on board as one of our honorary trustees was, it actually elevated the entire station. To lose him, it's a shock. It's totally a shock, and it leaves a hole in my heart, I can tell you that.
WXXI Arts and Life editor Jeff Spivak worked with Garner for years at the Democrat and Chronicle. And as passionate as Garner was about film, Spivak said he had a love for the arts and many other subjects.
His interests were much bigger. He was basketball, the guy was like 6'9", and jazz music, and he was a fixture at the jazz festival. And his career at the Democrat and Chronicle and at the Times Union was writing about music, too, and he was a part of the team that won a Pulitzer Prize for reporting on the Attica riots.
Garner was also a member of the board at the George Eastman Museum, receiving that institution's prestigious Medal of Honor in 2007. Museum Director Bruce Barnes says that Garner was not a snob when it came to films. He liked a wide variety of movies.
Had, a truly deep love of it from early cinema through the most recent blockbusters, which was one of the wonderful things about Jack, was that he was both enormously sophisticated, but he was also, a cinematic gourmand. He loved a whole range of different things.
Barnes says that Garner was also a longtime advocate for film preservation and for the Dryden Theater at the George Eastman Museum. Both the museum and the Little Theater expect to have tributes to Jack Garner at some point in the future. Randy Gorbin, WXXI News.